listening to the CTM Top 40. It's Jacaranda FM.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria today up to 31 degrees, Joburg 30, and Mbombela a high of 27. We start with the confirmation that three members of the National Defence Force were killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Thursday. This has just been confirmed by the SA National Defence Union.
Sandu calls on the chief of the SNDF as well as the commander-in-chief, President Cyril Ramaphosa, to provide regular and transparent updates to the public regarding the situation.
Sandu spokesperson Pikki Greef says it's also come to light that at least 14 other members of the Defence Force were injured during the ongoing battles against the M23 rebels in the east of the DRC. He's also calling on the leaders of the Defence Force to play open cards with the public about the state of the troops in the DRC and whether additional support and resources are provided. In Kempton Park, President Cyril Ramaphosa has made clear the ANC's stance in the Government of National Unity. The political mercury is rising after Ramaphosa signed the expropriation bill into law, following on the heels of the signing of also the controversial Bella Act and the National Health Insurance Act. Ramaphosa addressed delegates at the ANC's National Executive Committee's Lokgatla as president of the ANC and said the party will continue to take the decisions set out by ANC's policies.
Be they related to education, be they related to health, be they related to the issue of land. These will be taken. Those who have been doubtful about the efficacy of our participation in the Government of National Unity, and even doubting whether we will be able to continue to execute the policies of our movement that are meant to advance the interests of our people, will have to see we are staying the course.
Meanwhile, DA leader John Steenhuisen is expected to address the media this afternoon about the party's action plan to challenge the Expropriation Act and the National Health Insurance Act. These developments place uncertainty about the stability within the Government of National Unity. In international news, in Gaza City, thousands of people have gathered to witness the latest exchange as part of the ceasefire. In this second exchange in a week this morning, four young women who were abducted from Israel during the October 7th attacks by Hamas in 2023 have been handed back to Israel. One of the women turned 19 while held as hostage, and the other three turned 20. In exchange, a group of Palestinian prisoners are released from Israeli jails. And at the Perth Sevens tournament, the Blitz Box are gearing up for their quarterfinal battle against Fiji. Kickoff is at 19 minutes past 12, and that's in about 16 minutes' time. I'm Khadija D'Souza. That's it from the newsroom for today. And with that, the top story, that three members of the National Defence Force were killed in fighting in the DRC.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Like this, number 20. Oh,
give him a heart, give him a heart, give him a heart. Please don't break it, break it, break it. Darling, I know that you'll hold the line. Oh, there's a story in your eyes. Oh, I can see the light, see the light, see the light. I wanna hold you in my arms tonight, arms tonight, arms tonight. Would you tell me if you're on the line? I got a feeling that it's different this time. But what happens if we slow it down? Would the world stop spinning round?